Hello.
Hey, is this Keith?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Keith, it's Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad. Hey, just calling. I had a question for you. I'm looking at the credit report, and we ran into a little issue. I'm not sure if you are aware of it. Instead of showing a score on the report, it's showing that... let's see, I'm reading. It says that one or more of the trade lines on the report has a deceased status. And then I'm looking at it, and it looks like it's from quite a while back. I think it's a web bank, like a department store credit card, and it's saying deceased. So it's preventing you from getting a score. Are you familiar with that? Are you aware of it?
No, I'm not. You sure that's for me?
Yeah.
My wife is deceased.
Okay, yeah. I remember you said
that. Okay, but she never used my last name.
Okay.
So I don't know why that's on my credit report.
Okay. All right. Well, what I can do right now, Keith, is I'll go ahead. I'm going to email you a copy of the actual report so you can see it. Just because, you know, it could prevent you, I mean, not only from, you know, being able to do something with us, but from, you know, getting just any credit going forward. But what I can do is I'll email it to you. There's a number on there that you can call Experian, and they might be able to give you a little more clarity on it. And I can even a request for them to kind of, like, investigate it to find it out a little more, too. Because it looks like, you know, it's just something small. The balance was like $66 from, it looks like it was opened in 2004.
Yeah, I've never had a department store credit card. I had a Home Depot card, but that's been paid off.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that's it. Okay. All right, so, Keith, I'm going to email you the credit report so you can kind of see it for yourself.
Okay.
Then I would suggest giving Experian a call and just seeing if they can give you a little clarity on it, because that's preventing you from having an actual credit score.
Ain't that crazy? Now, the last time I turned around and went through this, which was not long ago, because I told you I had to get a couple small loans to get my truck back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they told me that I had two unpaid collections bills that needed to be taken care of, and that was through my bank they were telling me. And I located them, took care of them, got the paperwork on them, sent it in. It still didn't do no good.
Oh, no.
And that was from 2010, 2012. See, my wife handled all that, but when she got real sick and her son had been in a bad car wreck and everything, she just got to where she would forget things. And I didn't even know about them until my bank told me about them. But that other one, talk about deceased, that was my wife, and that was her bill.
Okay, yeah.
Had nothing to do with me.
Yeah, and, you know, it looks like it was something really small, too.
Probably was, knowing her.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it shows that the high balance on it was only $66.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, it's preventing, we go through Experian, it's preventing Experian from giving you an actual credit score. So we'll just try to have to clear it up with them. I'll email you the credit report right now, and I would suggest you just call the number that's at the bottom of it to see if they can take care of it.
All right, I got the proposal quotation on the new truck.
Oh, okay, perfect.
You just need the top page, right? You need to show the prices and everything?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, because it's like about, if I sent you everything, it's like about 19 pages, you know. But that's the actual workup proposal on the truck.
Okay, yeah.
And then I have the quotation on the front.
Sure, yeah, the quote itself will be good.
Yeah, and I told you about the right thing. I said 138, and it's 138,987.
Oh, there you go.
And that was with the FET included. And I checked on the state sales tax. It's going to be roughly $4,500. So that's going to put the truck somewhere around 144.
Yeah, right around there. Okay. All right, yeah, but, just go ahead, email that over to me, or you can fax it. I think that might, if that works for you too.
Yeah, I'll get my daughter to take care of. I'm on my way back to the house now, so.
Okay.
I went and got it. All right, get that email to me, and as soon as she gets done what she's doing, I'll get her to get to the bottom of it.
Okay, yeah, I'll email it to you right now, and you can just let her know when she's looking at it on the report. It's the one that is all the way at the bottom.
All the way at the bottom, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate that.
All right, absolutely. I'll send it to you now, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye.